Let me put in front of you, Dick, a list of the players off the honours board in that first year of your captaincy. There you go. What memories do you have of, pick out any of the names that jump off the page to you?
Well, they all tell did, us to about be fair. Them. I mean, John Groves is a Welsh lad from Pontypridd.
What position did he play?
Played on the wing.
Oh, right.
And Eric played wing, fullback, outside half.
Even wing forward on one occasion, I think.
Did he?
Yeah, I seem to remember seeing him.
That's Eric Stevens.
Yeah, get him in to kick the goals. Tommy Palmer's a good player. Mickey Potter.
How did you rate him as a player?
Oh, he's a good player. Real honest. Nothing flashy. But he was a bit like Dave Owen. He's always there, you know. You rely on him. He's a good player. I wouldn't say he was the most skillful player in the world, but honest endeavour. I mean, that game he played up at London Welsh in that semi-final. Well, I didn't play in that, actually. I was injured my knee. Some of the tackles he put in that game were absolutely fantastic.
1968 was the year that I first arrived in Gloucestershire, having grown up in Kent. And I have to say, I'd never seen a centre like John Baylis before.
Mm. No, he's a bit swashbuckling, to say the least. I remember he got his comeuppance one day against Harlequins when a chap called Coker absolutely flattened him. Oh, what a crash that was. John was looking one way and Coker came in off the wing.
He was a big man though, wasn't he? Oh, yeah. And fast. Well, he as well as big.
The story was he was boxing in the Olympics for Ghana or something and they couldn't find any gloves big enough to fit him.
Yeah.
So he couldn't fight. He's still about now, actually, Coker. Yeah. Bob Clues, good wing. He went on to play 500 games as well. Brinny. Burt Boothie, Spalding.
You've flown past Mickey Burton there. Tell us about Mickey Burton.
I remember we played, he had this habit of always striking for the ball and helping the hooker out.
Mm.
He'd have his leg flashing all the time. And the referee was getting onto him, something rotten. And the referee blew the whistle, he's going off. So I said, Mickey, if you don't pat it up, I'll send you off, let alone the ref. And he said, okay. And the ref said, thanks very much. Yeah. He was a character, Burton. He used to clap his hands like that and fall out the line out. Penalty. Hoppy. Probably the best out of half on the English circuit. Do anything. Run, catch, kick.
Mm.
All depends what side of the bed he got out of.
Yeah, everybody says that, don't they? Yeah. And I've seen the evidence,
oh,
too.
Dear.
Mercurial seems to be the favourite word.
The first pass from Boothie went in front of him, you say, lovely. The first one just touched behind him, he'd stand his hands on his hip and say, what do you call that, Boothie? And that was it for the rest of the day. Good player on his day.
Not an easy man to captain, I would have thought. Then.
No, no. Don Rutherford found that out. We used to have this Indian file. Outside, outside at the front, two centres, and the fullback behind them. All back up close to each other.
Mm.
And outside half would run one way, centre that way, other centre that way, fullback standstill, straight back for a drop goal. Rutherford was captain and devised this move. And Hoppy said, give it to me. Boothie's about to put the ball in. He said, what should I do? Give it to Hoppy or what? I said, give it to Hoppy. If he says you're going to score, you'll score. Ball goes in, boom. Hoppy scores. And Don Rutherford was there, tearing his hair, shouting and screaming at him for not doing the move.
And did you just meet up to play on a Saturday in those days, or was there a lot of socialising as well?
A lot of socialising after.
Yeah.
But before, you get to around like half an hour before the game, that was all.
And what sort of team talks did you give to them that season?
It was a lot of blood and guts and don't think a lot of thought went into tactics or anything like that. It was just building everybody
up. Stirring them up.
Stirring them up in those days. Got a bit better towards the end, to be fair. You know, people used to think a little bit more about the game. And
if we go on to the following season, let's see what players came in there. So they really like to comment on.
Robin Cowden came out here.
Tell us about him.
Another wild farmer. Him and Mike Nichols were a right pair together. A car full of monkeys.
Are you talking about on the pitch or off it?
Off the pitch.